Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead to Sunday, the 8th of December, which is the second Sunday of Advent, and the great feast that we usually celebrate on the 8th is moved to Monday. So we will celebrate, I guess, all of us, the Immaculate Conception on Monday. But today we're going to look at the readings for the second Sunday of Advent. And remember, it's faith we're talking about for us. I think we take faith for granted a lot. Oh yeah, I believe. But how many, many people? There's a story right now going around. I want to get some more facts on it. But a story going around in part of Africa where the husbands, they were attacked by a group and the husbands had all been killed. And then the children were put up in a line, all the children, little ones. It was a very, very difficult situation. It occurred probably about 6 months, 8 months ago. And the children were ready to be killed and their mothers had to watch. And they asked them, would you save your own child? And they said, it'll be Jesus who saves us. Now, this is a group of African women. This is this year. And all the children could say, did you see all the people in white standing in front? The mothers were going to be killed, but the children were going to be killed first, which the mothers were going to have to watch their children killed. And they couldn't, I mean, it's so egregious, it's so awful. You can't imagine. And of course, all the husbands had already died. And lo and behold, angels came. Men in white, they called them. And they were there, protecting, standing for. It's a marvelous story. Check it online. Check it online. It's really quite the story of God's preservation of a people who had no one and nothing, poor. He sent help to them to save them. Brothers and sisters, that was a very unusual situation, but our God loves us. He loves us, and he wants you to know on this second Sunday of Advent, love me more. Give me more of yourself. Give me more of your trust. Give me more of your hope. Put it in me. Because I am hope. I am truth. I am mercy. I don't just have it. I am it. I can be for you what you cannot be for yourself, and not fully what you can be for one another. I'm here for you. Turn to me. Lean on me. Almighty and merciful God, says the opening prayer, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. May our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company. Brothers and sisters, I want to see all of you when we're in heaven. I want to see you there, rejoicing, persevering, struggling at times, but trusting that God's word is true, that God will not disappoint us. Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. But may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company. That's where we want to be, in him, here in this life and fully in the life to come. That's where we want to be. Put your trust in Jesus. Put your trust in God our Father. God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, trust him. And the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 11, verses 1 to 10, on that day a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and a fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide. Do you? Do I? But he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. And then the wolf shall be the guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Think of that. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. That's what awaits us. That's what awaits us, brothers and sisters. Follow him. Follow him. Put all your faith in him. You will never be disappointed if you put your faith in God. Never. People laugh, scoff. Of course he uses the gifts that he has given us that are in us. Of course we can use those gifts, but put your dependence on God for seeing your way through whatever the tragedy or challenge is at this moment in your life. Psalm 72 says, justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. Justice and peace forever. But if we don't trust him, if we don't turn to him, if we don't look to him, we say, well, these are earthly things. I'll save that till Sunday. What do? Give God a day a week? Is that what you do? Or just a couple hours a week? How do you exercise your faith? Understanding, of course, young mothers, small children at home, that's your primary responsibility, but it doesn't have to stop you from turning to the Lord right where you are. Bathroom, bedroom, living room, wherever you are, turn to him because he wants to speak to you. The letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 15, verses 4-9. Brothers and sisters, whatever was written previously was written for our instruction. So remember this. What was written before us is written for our instruction. Some people say, oh, the Bible, that's too old. That's not today. Oh, no. It was written previously, was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another then as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. All those who have gone before us, many of them with genuine faith, have helped to open the way for us to believe and believe more deeply. Brothers and sisters, I would stake my little puny life on it all. God is true to what he says. Do we believe? Do we believe it in our hearts? Not just in our heads. Do we believe it in our hearts? Does it extend to our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, bosses, superiors of whatever? Do we trust him? He can work through all those. I ask you during this Advent season, as I've certainly said, ask God to help you to grow in faith. And the Gospel of Matthew for today chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair. He had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. And when he saw many of the Pharisees, oh, this was another event, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees were coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." Am I a good tree? "I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy." This is John the Baptist. "I am not worthy to carry his sandals." He believed. "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." I really don't want anybody to be chaff, but especially those of you who listen to this program and are seriously pondering, what is God saying to us? I want you to know that he loves you. And he has for you what you cannot even imagine. Follow him. Be faithful to him. Trust in him. When you fail, when you make mistakes, just repent. That's all you need to do. Go to confession. If it's serious, repent. Or sometimes you want to bring it up. Normally in a time of confession, you want to bring up some area where you know you're weak and you need strength. Ask Father to bless you. But brothers and sisters, God loves us. He loves us beyond price, really. He gave his life for you. And think of his death. Think of the kind of death he endured for you and for me. And he gave us all the gifts that we need to be with him forever. But we get sometimes so selfish and so stingy we can't see beyond our own selves. Brothers and sisters, as I've said so many times, please pray for one another. Reach out to one another. Safeguard one another. Grow in stopping gossiping. Go in hurting. Stop hurting others. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.